Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Floor Covering Sustainability Summit in Washington, D.C., and I'm with Bill Greasy, who's the Deputy Executive Director of the TCNA, the Tile Council of North America, and also the chairman of this summit. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Great to be with you.
Yeah, this is the welcome reception tonight, and things kick off tomorrow. We were here last year. You're in a different hotel, but we're real close to the center of D.C., and we're here to talk about all the sustainability happenings in the flooring industry. Why don't we start with the key speakers you're planning on having here this week?
Yeah, thanks, Kemp. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, without whom the summit wouldn't be possible, especially shout out to our headline sponsors, Mohawk, Daltile, and Mapei. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have an exciting lineup. You know, we walked away from this summit last year just thinking, how can we top the program? How can we top our lineup of panelists, speakers, and supporters and participants in the dialogue? And we've really outdone ourselves again, as we'll see tomorrow. But, you know, kicking things off with a bang tomorrow, our opening keynote panel, we've got Mr. Peter Templeton making a return here, President and CEO of U.S. Green Building Council, along with Mr. Corey Claiborne, who's the Senior VP of Knowledge and Practice for AIA. So I'll be moderating that panel to kick things off tomorrow morning. And then we'll go into our technical panels a lot like we did last year, same format, where we'll hit on some cross-cutting topics, and then we'll split into workshops and talk about what was just talked about and really engage everyone here in the dialogue.
Are you using the same facilitator you used last year?
Yeah, I want to really thank WAP Sustainability, who's been our strategic partner in helping curate the program, curate the panelists and speakers, and they've really done a fine job. One thing we did a little different this year is, in fact, earlier today, pre-summit, we had a Sustainability 101 workshop. One of the big points of feedback we got last year was the dialogue was great, but, you know, this is so technical and in-depth. It would be nice just to have a brush up on some of the key terms, key players, key topics that we're going to cover so that we can be prepared for a more fruitful dialogue. So we had that today.
When you think about floor covering, you think about ceramic tile. It's basically baked dirt. I mean, the only thing that's got anything to do with, you know, maybe energy usage, things that you could maybe cut back on is the heat that's required to bake the dirt. But other than that, it's a really sustainable product. Goes right back into dirt at the end of its life. You've got, though, a wider range of flooring categories here this year, right?
Yeah, we do. And Kemp, frankly, I wish it was that simple. You're right. Wearing my tile industry competitive hat, absolutely. We think we have a compelling sustainability story, always have. But one of the things we've learned through collaboration with other flooring sectors and all getting together, we all have things that we bring to the table that contribute to the cause, that make buildings greener, more high performing, more energy efficient. And so one of the goals of this summit is to make it about ceramic tile, about vinyl, it's about carpet, wood, about stone, it's about laminate, all coming together and exchanging dialogue around what our challenges are, what our opportunities are, where there's alignment, where there's competition, but have that honest dialogue so that we're working with each other in the spirit of optimizing solutions for designers and architects and not working against one another. Because the last thing we want to do is confuse an already very confusing marketplace for sustainability.
So one of the target audiences for this conference is to bring in the specifiers, the architects. Do you have some good attendance in that area for this meeting?
We do. In fact, you know, we'll kick things off tomorrow at the Mayflower here, and we'll get into some of our A&D dialogue, but we really dive deep. And one of the things we're most excited about this year is day two at the U.S. Capitol, once again, will be a very heavy architectural focus. In fact, we've compiled an architectural panel of some of the leading firms and players in the A&D space, you know, Gensler, HOK, Perkins & Will, Smith Group, and several others that I'm sure I'm forgetting. But we'll have a continuation of some of the dialogue for tomorrow when we convene together on Thursday, which will be a really special feature this year to have more of an A&D focus.
So we start tonight, just a quick reception. You did have a class earlier today for those people that wanted to come and get more grounded, but then tomorrow is a full day, and then it's three-fourths of a day on Thursday, right?
Correct. Yeah. So tomorrow, what's funny, and I've been joking about this a little bit, but it's really true, is one of the big themes that we're going to cover this year is figuring out what the big theme is this year. Because as we know, sustainability, let's just face it, we still have a lot of great tools, resources, and initiatives in place, but you got this feeling that we don't really know what direction we're heading. There've been a lot of political crosswinds. There's been a lot of market uncertainties on where we should focus our business activities. What better time than now to have a summit to really figure out, you know, all of these great initiatives, where do we go with them and how can we go that way together? So yeah, that'll be the first panel. We'll talk about the 2025 sustainability landscape for this year and beyond. And then we'll have another technical panel on the topic of circular economy, a term that's been around for a long time and a term that we all kind of think we know what it means, but there's a lot of confusion on what it exactly means because there's not really real clear definitions, especially as it relates to flooring. What do we mean when we talk about circular economy? So we're going to tackle that topic. And then we're going to round out the day with how do we bring this all together and better educate our supply chain, not just on the supply side, but all the way through distribution, dealer, purchaser, specifier, designer, owner, you know, the whole supply chain, as we identified last year, can get somewhat disconnected. And that's a challenge we have and that we're going to try to rectify.
I thought circular was cradle to cradle as opposed to cradle to grave. But anyway, I'm sure we can get in some of the details. So, things not to miss. Have we hit it all? I'm one, if you don't mind me taking a shout out, we are presenting Ray Anderson with the WFCA Hall of Fame Award while we're here. I appreciate you giving us this venue to do that. And I'm sure you've got some politicians from D.C. that are going to be here too, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're thrilled. And thank you, Kemp, for bringing this idea forward to honor Ray posthumously. He was a pioneer. I think it goes without saying his leadership and his vision are a lot of, in large part, why we're here today. You know, that forward thinking on needing the flooring industry to really focus on sustainability. When you look at sustainability, the flooring sector probably has one of the loudest voices, and it's thanks in large part to Ray's efforts early on. But yeah, to your other point, one wrinkle we have tomorrow, which will be really, really fascinating, we have Mr. Chuck Chadovitz from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's their director of sustainability. He'll be joining us kind of a last-minute addition, but we're thrilled to have him just following our lunch tomorrow to talk about, you know, that interface between private sector and policymakers, but also just business opportunities for U.S. businesses in general and how sustainability can be leveraged. So Mr. Chadovitz will be here. We're thrilled he'll be here to join us, and everyone here will have an opportunity to ask him questions, meet him, and find out how the U.S. Chamber is here to help us out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, and thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, we're talking to Bill Greasy, the Deputy Executive Director of TCNA and the Chairman of the Summit, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.